We continue nine lines down from the top on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Ketzad Mivatla. So how do we nullify, or how does a person nullify Avodah Zarah? Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves before we even get into the details is, well, who are we talking about? If we're talking about nullifying an idol that was created by a Jew, we know the halacha is you have to bury it, so it can't be nullified. If we're talking about a Jew, so we must be talking about an idol that was created by a non-Jew. But if we're talking about a non-Jew who created the idol and the Jew wants to nullify the idol, we know that doesn't work. So it must be that and Rashi mentions this, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the idol was created by a non-Jew and now a non-Jew is going to be mevatel the idol. How do you do this? How do you accomplish it? So the Mishnah says as follows, Kata Rosh Azna, if you chop off the nose, Rosh Chotma, or the nose, Rosh Etzpa'a, the finger, Pachsa Avapish Luchistra Bidla, if you even make a dent in the idol without actually breaking it, you have nullified the idol. So here you see that in order to nullify it, you have to do some sort of a positive action, or let's call it a negative action. Rok bifaneha, hishtin bifaneha, gara zarak ba esatsoa, harezu eina betela. However, says the Mishnah, the idol will not be nullified if you spit in front of if the non-Jew spits in front of the idol, urinates in front of it, drags it, throws excrement at it, doesn't work. So it's a negative action, but you're not causing any physical damage to the idol. There. Rationale, as Rashi says, is the fact that if you're just urinating in front of the idol, so it's you're angry. So it's a one-time action done out of anger, but since the idol is intact, in the future you'll serve it appropriately. Then there's a third level, machra o mashkina. What if the non-Jew sells the idol to somebody else, or he gives it as a collateral to someone else? Rebbe omer bittel, v'chachamim omrim lo bittel. In that case, it's a machlokas Rebbe and the chachamim. Now we begin the Gemara. The Gemara focuses on initially on the case of making a dent in the idol. The Gemara says, "Kilo chisra b'may bitla." If you only made a dent in the idol, but you didn't break anything off from the idol, then how did you nullify it? Amrav zera shepachsa b'fanea. Then no, the dent was made in the face. Since it was made in the face, it drastically alters the image, and as a result, is nullified even though nothing is broken. So now we focus on the other aspect, which is that if you spit in front of the idol, if the non-Jew spits in front of the idol or urinates in front of the idol is not nullified. How do we know this? What's the source that it's ain a betela? Amar Chizkiya says Chizkiya. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Amar Kra v'haya ki yirav hiskatzaf v'kilel b'malko ube'elohav upana lamala. Says when a person will become starving, they'll get angry, they'll curse their king and their god, they'll look up to the heavens. In other words, they'll get rid of their idols, they're going to look to God and say, I need help. Uksiv basre, and then right afterwards the pasuk says, Ve'al eretz yabit, v'yine tzar v'chashecha, and then he'll look down to the ground and he'll see darkness. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, De'afagav de'kila b'malko ve'elohav, The idea is that even though he curses his god, his idols, and he looks up to the heavens, ultimately he's going to still look back down to the earth, and he's going to focus on his own idols. Again, the idea is, as we mentioned from Rashi before, that once a person, if the person doesn't actually cause physical damage to the idol, so it was a one-time thing where he decided to focus and shift his attention and his commitment to God, but afterwards, when he gets over that anger, he will return to serving his deity. So again, just to recap, there are ways to nullify an idol, and there are ways that nullification wouldn't work, but again, we're only talking about a scenario where a non-Jew is nullifying his own idol, or maybe another non-Jew's idol, but a Jew cannot nullify the idol of a non-Jew, and a Jew cannot nullify his own idol. Those have to be buried. But if you do want to do a proper nullification, there has to be an at least in the first part, it should be an action done that destroys the idol. When it comes to the next case, the topic of selling it or giving it over as collateral, that is a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, and that's what we're going to discuss next time.